Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
What about you, Melissa?
I don't want to talk, and I'm going to let you guys talk.
Okay. I also don't want to talk.
I'm done talking for today.
Oh, you're done talking? Oh, good. Glad. Glad you guys are done talking right when we start our podcast. Hey, I got a question. Do you guys remember the first time you heard a cuss word?
No.
No.
Really?
Nope.
I remember being a kid, and I would call the MTV show Jack Beep.
Really?
Yeah, because you weren't allowed. Yeah. No, I get that. My parents were very strict when it came to language and like what we were and weren't allowed to say, to the point where like my sister and I, if we ever wanted to tell each other shut up, we would just say shut the front door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you weren't allowed to say shut up.
We weren't allowed to say shut up. We weren't allowed to. I remember one time we were still living in California, so I was under the age of 4, and I somehow remember this vivid memory. In the backseat of the car, my mom says, or no, I said, I was trying to say the name Elliot from E.T.
Yeah.
Because I loved that movie growing up. I tried to say Elliot, but instead I said idiot. And my parents got so mad.
Oh, no.
We were driving on the freeway in California, and my parents turned around, and they were like, what did you just say? And I didn't know because I thought I said Elliot.
Ouch.
Idiot.
And they were like, when we get home, we're washing your mouth out with soap.
Wow.
And I got so scared. I didn't say a word the rest of the drive. Luckily, when we got home, they forgot. And so I didn't get the soap in my mouth.
But
I
think they forgot.
Oh, I was terrified.
No, I don't remember. My parents swear a lot, so I don't think it was a big concern growing up.
Yeah.
My mom had a trucker's mouth.
I think that's the way it was the way in Mare's family, too.
Yeah. She was cursing all the time.
Yeah.
See? S-O-B this, S-O-B that.
I even started not swearing in my personal life because I don't want to bring it to the show.
Right, right.
Because if I swear all the time in my social life and personal life, I'm going to get comfortable on air one day and I'm going to do it.
I that's so hard.
So
like,
I won't
swear. Being
in
the industry that we are, yeah, I try and, like, you guys know, like, I don't cuss much and I try not to because...
Sorry. You're right, though. Hearing you say that, I need to tone that down.
Do you swear around Porter?
No.
Have you ever in your radio days sworn
actually.
On air and had somebody hit the dump button because of you?
Ooh, good question.
Yes.
I have not.
Once. Playing rock, paper, scissors.
And would you,
on
you
the air.
Did you say something instead?
I said the S word.
We have windows in the studio and you never know who's going to pop by.
Maybe like our boss dancing in to try and distract us. And I'll say what?
It worked.
So rock, paper, scissors.
I lost.
Oh, okay. You said S-H-I-T.
I did.
Oh, you weren't saying rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Like I thought you said it on accident, like rock, paper, scissors,
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. No, so you lost rock, paper, scissors.
I lost.
Darn it.
I did the rock. Someone did the paper, which lays over the rock.
Paper
and
dates
I got
rock,
mad
yeah.
and I said, shit.
Yeah. Right? that's funny. I very rarely cuss in real life, so I've never cussed on the air, but
there's some times where I've caught myself or really thinking like, "Oh, sugar."
There's sometimes where I'll say freaking really quickly.
I don't like because of radio
You've
and stuff.
Well,
I don't like
cuss.
Freaky. I don't like freaking
much.
I even though I gave sugar as I don't like coming close. So even freaking I tense up.
Like, what?
With the radio, I don't like it.
Yeah, I tense up when I say it on the air, freaking on the air. Yeah. I do tense.
There's
up.
Other words you can use in your vernacular.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
It's more for me. I don't like do it when you guys do it. But if I find myself like, oh, and freaky.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday.
So I came working from Jim Rome. With that show, we had like almost like a different like dictionary of like words that we knew were code for actual cuss words.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Like it actually is pretty cool.
Yeah. Like,
and that's just the.
And I think we should have
years of
I think
longevity.
We should have a couple
well,
of
give
them.
Me an example.
You think so? Mm-hmm. So, like, instead of Mother Effer, it would be Mr. Falcon.
Mr. Falcon.
Yeah, but then that stems from Die Hard, the TV version of Die Hard. They'd say, yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
All edited.
Yeah, it makes no sense. But so that became an inside joke. And then, like, instead of, like, D-bag, they would just say bag. Like,
you can't
you're
say
a bag.
D-bag? You're not actually saying the word.
Some
not,
people get weird about that
yeah,
one.
Not, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See,
yeah.
Okay.
Why you would say it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so bad. You're
what? I mean, like I'm not saying the word.
I feel like you're the riskiest of all of
I
us.
I must be.
I know. I'm such a. I'm a rule follower just to begin with.
I say jag. Is that bad? You're such a jag.
Jag. No, I think jag is fine.
Okay.
Jag because jag is in reference to an old USA TV show about the Navy.
It's true. Good mash, yeah, as well.
I don't think it is.
Jag? Or maybe it's Air Force.
No, I think it's like...
Oh, I'm
well, you're both right, but you're talking about two different things.
Well, no,
Jag
I know,
was
yes.
a show.
Yes, yes.
But the Jag you're talking about, there's a suffix.
It means something else,
There's a
yes.
suffix after.
Yeah, because you're a Jag-off.
Yes, right, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like... So that's why I asked if that's acceptable. It's
probably not. I mean... FCC might allow it, but it's more of like programmers are probably against it.
I said it for years.
On air?
For years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But just jag?
Yeah.
I think that's kosher.
Yeah, I think
if you
it's
finish,
fine. Yeah, I think it's if
you're
you say the off
oh,
with it.
Oh, okay. I would just say
the,
jag.
The jag was a 1995 TV drama. Aired
95?
For 10,
I thought it was
aired
older.
For 10 seasons. 10 seasons. Original network on NBC. And then USA Network and CBS. So there you go.
Did you watch it?
Not at all.
And what does JAG stand for?
Judge Advocate General.
Okay.
So, and it's about the... About
no
the
wonder they call it JAG.
That's military
so
related.
Well, it's no longer on air, so you can say it's
crimes.
Off.
So JAG is off. Yeah.
See, I think that's kosher.
That's it. Yeah, right.
I didn't say
it. In the end.
That's fair. Full circle, baby. Out on the left.
I mean, it was 7 minutes.
I don't know.
I can just leave 8 minutes of dead air.
Okay. All right. Let's just sit here and just.
You guys seen Squid Game yet?
How about this weather, huh?
Did you know it's going to be Thanksgiving next week?
I actually haven't seen Squid Game yet.
You have
I
to.
Don't really. I'm
Mayor
not
brought
really
it up this week,
it.
And she was like, I kind of want to watch it before the baby comes because I feel like it won't be appropriate to watch once we have a baby.
No,
and
oh,
I'm like,
the baby's not going to know
what
you're
that's
watching.
That's what I said. The baby's not going to know. It's not even the baby's going to. It's like, wait a minute, are you guys watching Squid Game? I'm going to create my own Squid Game.
It's not appropriate.
You know, like the nature versus nurture. Like, what if we nurture our child from watching like just like Squid Game like TV shows to where our kid becomes a serial killer? That would suck. I would feel so guilty if our kid was a serial killer.
Yeah, as you should.
Right? I mean, I think you'd be probably to blame.
What's the worst thing your kid could grow up to be?
Probably a serial killer.
Serial killer?
Is there anything worse than that?
I don't know. A Packers fan, maybe? No.
The worst thing.
Is there anything worse than serial killer?
I my mind's going much darker, but I'd rather not say.
God, what gets darker than that?
Terrorist, maybe? Terrorist is worse than serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Debatable.
Well, sort of.
Debatable.
It depends on, I guess, what. Well, yeah.
But I just feel like it's more victims. Sorry, this guy was a
more victims for the terrorist or for the serial killer?
For the terrorist.
Because technically you're a serial killer if you kill three people.
Multiple
so a terrorist,
so
almost by definition,
three.
Is...
Terrorist, I feel like, is just...
Wait a minute.
Well, I guess a terrorist... You could be a terrorist without killing anyone,
you
right?
You could be a terrorist without killing anybody.
Wow. I didn't think about that.
But you cannot be a serial killer without killing anybody. And being a serial killer doesn't make you a terrorist.
Right.
Just like... However, being a serial killer... probably by definition does make you a terrorist because you are one who causes terror.
You are creating terror. But that's only if they know about you.
And you're
but
saying
that person
you can kill three
is...
people and still not know, like, and not be known.
But it's so good point. So it might not have been a terrorist.
And you're also saying you're only a serial killer once you kill three people?
That's what makes it a serial killer.
Yeah. You can kill two people and you're
is
good.
That in the dictionary?
I think so. Yeah.
Does
I'll tell you
say,
what, I'm a serial killer, but with
more?
A C-E-R-E-A-L.
Hello.
I murdered Cap'n Crunch.
I was telling Melissa today how much Special K Red Berry I used to keep in my... And my roommates in college probably hated me for this, but I took up almost every cabinet in our kitchen just with the double boxes of Special K Red Berry that I'd get from Costco.
And all I could think of is how much fiber it sounds like is in that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just...
I did little studying, a lot of pooping.
Yeah.
I'm just being real. Just being real here.
That's what I do most of my reading. So you'd be nice.
Yeah, you do most of your reading. Court would study on the pot. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, eating on pot. Cereal. Yeah.
Just keep the cycle going. How much time do we still have?
We're at 10 minutes. I don't know. Is that like, do we?
All right. Okay. 5 minute set?
Yeah,
right.
That's 5 minutes. Court, what do you got?
Why do they call it Ovaltine?
What's the deal with airline food?
Oh my God. Let's talk about Ovaltine.
Should we call it Round Teen?
What
I
do
love
they
Seinfeld.
Call it Ovaltine?
It's the best.
Oh, do you think the guy's name was like Ovaltine?
No, yeah, no.
What is Ovaltine?
It was created by Gary Ovaltine.
Gary Ovaltine.
What?
Gary Ovaltine. Is mm-hmm. Yeah, he created he made this he was
that
the first
was
guy
name?
That yeah that made mm-hmm. that turned chocolate into powder,
just that one though
for real
because Hershey has their own brand
right and so does Nesquik.
How mm-hmm. do you guys know that?
You don't know about Gary Ovaltine? He tried to run for president in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how come Orville Redenbacher made popcorn? So how come they don't call it Orville Redenbacher? I'm having
they
a...
do
they do
they do call it Orville Redenbacher popcorn.
Oh, because
that was a really bad example.
No, I mean.
No, because popcorn was already invented by Peter Popcorn decades before right. Orville created his
Instead
batch.
Instead of calling it popcorn.
Peter popped a corn with a pickled pepper.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So Gary,
that came first.
Gary
Which came
Ovaltine.
First, the chicken or the egg.
You but know? You didn't know about the presidential race in 1954?
Random fact, Gary Ovaltine went to the same high school I did.
Did he really? Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know about
Well, that's
Ovaltine.
How he knows. Yes. How do I know about
how
it?
How do you know?
Well, probably because of the presidential race. And I was like, oh, Ovaltine. It's the same chocolate powder.
You weren't born.
No. But
history
we learned
classes.
About it in history. Yeah, yeah.
I
in
don't
high
remember
school.
That. They didn't teach me that in history.
Stop it, Melissa.
They did not.
It's one of the most famous presidential elections like of all time.
I was probably napping.
Ovaltine
in class.
Beats Dewey on the the newspaper headline.
Do we?
Yeah. He also ran.
Oh, I do remember that name.
Dewey. Yeah, Dewey.
Dewey.
I don't remember first name, but I remember Dewey.
Right.
I remember that name. Ovaltine, I don't remember.
Gary Ovaltine, 55 election.
Yeah. It was 53 was when the election was, and 54 was the inauguration. Here. Or no. 54 was when the election was. 55 was the inauguration.
Because they even had the whole thing because he was Republican and they GOP. They did Gary Ovaltine. What was the P?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Party? They talked. Oh, president. That's
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Ovaltine
yes.
for president.
Yes, yeah, so
GOP.
Yeah.
I'm just like my history class.
Oh, you're falling asleep? Oh, really? What? Oh, is this not interesting to you? It's literally
it's okay.
American history.
Yeah.
Our forefathers.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Also sort made of. Some ridiculously good chocolate. Well, actually, he technically wasn't a president, so he wasn't. Well, he never won the presidency.
No, it's interesting.
You're lying through your teeth right now.
It's interesting.
You're lying through your...
It's fascinating.
She's lying through her Invisalign teeth right now.
Hey.
You're an Invisalign.
Hey, what's the orange stuff? Tang.
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 So which came first? Powdered orange flavor or Tang?
That's Samuel Tang?
Yep.
Samuel Tang.
You're making that up.
No, Samuel Tang.
I'm leaving.
Why That's are you? Stop, true. Melissa.
There's no way you knew that. There's no way.
Stop, Melissa. Get back in here. Melissa, she legitimately left. She legitimately walked out.
Do you think she believed Gary Ovaltine?
There's not a chance she believed Gary Ovaltine. When do we tell her? Do we tell her?
Well, that's the thing. Do you think she listens to this podcast back?
To anyone listening, Court and I just completely BS'd the Gary Ovaltine thing.
Not true.
Ovaltine, I'm going to look up right now where Ovaltine got its name from. But it was not from, the guy's name was not Gary. And he did not run for president.
She's back, but yeah, so.
Yeah. I mean, that's
darn it, Nixon.
Yeah, right? I know.
I actually shouldn't have come back. That would have been funnier.
I think we've covered our 15 minutes.
I think we're right at 14 right now.
Any closing arguments?
I can't believe she walked out. I'm kind of hurt. So Ovaltine was developed in Bern, Switzerland, where it's originally known from its name Ovaltine from ovum, Latin for egg, and malt, which were originally its key ingredients.
Well, right. When it came, though, to Ellis Island, they changed it from the Swedish to Ovaltine.
Right. I miss... Yeah.
Can you look up Tang?
Okay, looking up Tang.
I know that, there's stuff about space.
Oh, Sherman. Sherman.
Sherman
Tang.
Tang.
Sherman Tang. Tang is an American drink mixed brand that was formulated by Sherman Tang in Blissville, Iowa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1957. The first marketed in powder form in 1959.
59.
So Sherman Tang.
So it was after. So chocolate was
Sherman
before.
Tang also ran for president in 1960.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. No, you know what's even more hilarious?
What?
Is the fact that we completely made up everything about Gary Ovaltine and Sherman Tang.
There's no Gary Ovaltine.
What in the hell is happening?
And when you left the room just a second ago, Court and I on the podcast were like, when do we tell her? When do we tell her we've completely made it all
No wrong? Wonder. I'm like, I don't remember that in history class. I must have been sleeping.
You're like, we didn't learn that in history.
Well, I must have been sleeping. I guess I was sleeping.
And we're like, it was the most famous class. Presidential election. How did you not learn about it?
GOP.
I feel so duped. Again!
What I just love
is that... How do you guys do that to me?
What I love is that Court and I did that without even, prefacing that. It was like he just said Gary Ovaltine. And I was like, oh, yeah, Gary Ovaltine. And we just went. We just took it and ran.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. That's improv, baby.
When are one of you guys going to yes and with me against one of you?
No, I guarantee you we could try it and you would be like.
It would not.
You'd be like, Gary Ovaltine, that's his real name? I don't remember that.
Why are you winking?
That's how it would go. Like if we were like, we're Gary Ovaltine, like we're trying to prank Court here. You'd be like, I don't remember that. Portage, Indiana.
I hate and love both of you all at the same time.
Ooh-wee.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.